Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
But if there's one piece of advice I can give to anyone that's watching this video, it's stay fucking delusional.
To accomplish great things,
we must
not only
act, but also
dream.
Not only plan, but also believe.
You have to be crazy enough to think that it's possible.
How does it feel to be the champ?
I always thought I was the champ of the world.
Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion.
Because delusion is only delusional when you don't accomplish the goal of making your delusions a reality.
Right.
When I had nothing, I already knew I was driving like Ferraris and Porsches and stuff because I always wanted those cars.
Which probably got you a lot of crap.
I did. People made fun of me.
I'm sitting here on the steering wheel visualizing a brand new car, visualizing good things in times of struggle.
It's always in my head. I'm always thinking about them.
Inside. You know it's going to happen. Even if it's a delusion, you really know it's going to happen.
The very fact you can see it is all the proof you need to know you could get it.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe.
I dreamt this so much, so clearly, so precisely, and so frequently that it has manifested itself into reality.
I've got a good question for you.
Why not you? Why not you?
You can have, do, or be anything you want.
And I pray that all of you guys can make big purchases like this. I know you all can. Manifestation is so real.
We can have whatever it is that we choose. I don't care how big it is.
It's 2025.
Yeah.
Anything can be done.
Anything.
Anything.
What kind of a house do you want to live in?
Do you want to be a millionaire?
What kind of a business do you want to have?
Do you want more success?
What do you really want?
You have to have a dream if you want to make a dream come true.
So the question you have to ask yourself is, who am I? Where am I going? What do I want to accomplish?
Everything changes.
When you change the way you think.
Change your thinking and you change your life.
Understand that you're no different from anyone who is living your current dream life and that you're fully capable of doing it yourself.
There are a million ways to die. Only two ways to live. Rich or poor. Don't get me wrong. I'm not apologizing for a damn thing. But when I look at my life, I don't see no other way.
See yourself mentally. You've been given the faculties to do that. Use your imagination. See yourself already in possession of the good you desire.
To fall asleep,
you must first
pretend to be asleep.
That's how it works.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The first million is hard, but the second million is inevitable. And of course, the reason for that is this. As Jim Rohn used to say, he said,
set a goal to become a millionaire. Here's why. For what it will make of you to achieve it. Set a goal that'll make you stretch that far. For what it will make of you to achieve it.
Once you become a millionaire, you can give all the money away. It's not what you get that makes you valuable. It's what you become that makes you valuable.
Every little comment, every small setback, if it all gets under your skin, you're giving away your power. The truth is, the most unshakable people don't have fewer problems. They've just mastered how they react.
The brain does not know the difference between the outside world event and what you're imagining in your mind. To the brain, it's exactly the same.
Sit down, relax completely, and begin to visualize the life you truly want. See yourself living it, not someday, but now. Then write it down in the present tense. I am so happy now that... Read it each day, carry it with you, and let the idea settle into your being. Every great teacher through history has pointed to one truth.
We become what we
think about. It may seem like a fantasy at first, maybe even a lie, but if you read it often enough, you'll start to believe it. Our thoughts control our feelings. Our feelings control our actions.
It boils down to the idea that if you're able to conceive it and believe it, well then, you can achieve it.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, what's up?
Question for you.
Yeah.
Is this your Rolls Royce?
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living out here in Tampa to be able to afford a Rolls Royce?
I am a consultant, yeah. Business consultant.
Are you an entrepreneur?
I am definitely an entrepreneur.
How long have you been a business owner for?
I've been a business owner for 39 years.
Could I interview you real quick?
Sure.
What was the most amount of money that you made in a single year?
Most amount of money I've ever made in a single year, $15
million. $15 million?
Yeah.
Have you ever been broke before?
I was broke for the first part of my life, then I made millions of dollars, and then I was broke again, and now we've set it up in such a way that that doesn't happen anymore.
What separates middle class from wealthy people in today's world?
Poor people and middle class people feel like everything's expensive because they pay for everything with money they've exchanged their time for, and they feel like they're paying for everything with their life because they are. Wealthy, creative entrepreneurs like yourself, like myself, we pay for things according to our creativity. In other words, we create an offer to pay for everything we buy, so everything costs the same amount.
If you'll say before you go to sleep, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me tomorrow. And if you'll say when you get up in the morning, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. And if all day long you say, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me, you'll find that as you go to sleep the next night, and try this today, it's a very powerful exercise. It sounds a little bit corny, but it's a very powerful exercise. If you'll try it, you'll find that when you go to sleep, you will not be able to think of all the wonderful things that happen to you. You'll just be surprised that your parking spaces will open up and friends will call and you'll get checks in the mail. Just your life will be a series of really positive, happy experiences.
I remember when I was in high school, I would wake up super freaking early because I was in California on PST. I would wake up at like 4 a.m. I would get in a cold shower and I would be in there and I'm like, I'm a profitable trader. I'm a millionaire. I'm driving a Lambo. I'm like saying all this crazy shit. And it sounds crazy at first, but then if you repeat those things over and over and over again, you're going to eventually just start taking actions that kind of confirm those things, and then eventually you kind of turn into that person that you want to be.
But it all starts with being delusional enough to understand that you are capable of doing it, and delusional enough that you will make it happen.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
You are what you think about. Everything that you think about, you become. You become what you think about. Thoughts lead to actions. Actions lead to behaviors. Behaviors leads to lifestyle. Lifestyle determines your destiny. So everything begins in the mind. If you can control and wield your mind, you can very much determine your destiny. Broke people and successful people are both self-made, but only the rich and successful will admit it. They're the only ones that will admit it. The person that's broke, that's struggling, it's hard for them to admit that they are there because of the way that they think. Control your mind and control your future.
All the stars are here, look.
Oh, no way. The walk, yeah. What's it called? The Walk of Fame?
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hollywood Walk of Fame. Nice. I couldn't give a f*** about the Hollywood Walk of Fame, yeah? But that... I'm not looking to get my name on no Hollywood. Hollywood Walk of Fame. Right, right. You know what I mean? I'm looking to get that belt. Well, to be honest, I'm not even looking at getting that belt because in my mind, I already have the belt. The belt is already mine. I carry myself like I have the belt.
You've got to assume that it's already happened. You've got a picture of it in your mind. Mentally, it's already happened. It's happened because I've got the idea in my conscious mind. If I didn't have the idea in my conscious mind, I couldn't talk to you about it. The very fact I can talk to you about it means that I've already got it. Then I've got to get emotionally involved in it. I'm already emotionally involved in the goal that I've got. I've got it intellectually, I've got it emotionally.
You are a mental creature. The only thing that makes you truly unique is your mind. Everything else you have in common, your mind is what makes you unique. Your body simply carries your mind around.
If you visualize before, you will be more prepared for that moment.
I knew what was going to happen. I knew I was going to get here. They didn't. There's a lot of stressful years. I mean, a lot of tough times. But I proved them wrong. I proved myself right.
Are you not visualizing the fight?
Yeah, always.
You are.
I always visualize my fight. You know, okay, this happened, I'm going to do this, everything.
The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Why? It's because the rich...
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Think about wealth and affluence all the time. And what do the poor think about? The poor think about lack, loss, and limitation, risk, danger, fear, failure all the time. So if you want to unlock your potential, you have to keep your mind on what you want. Dwell continually on the results you desire.
Man, listen, pay attention, guys. It's 1,700 millionaires created every single day. Any one of us can be one on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Fun fact, I became one of those millionaires on a Tuesday, a random Tuesday. Wasn't special, wasn't a holiday, it was a random Tuesday. So if I know I can do it, you can do it as well, because nothing about me fit the millionaire description, right? I was just a lazy guy working a job that was only paying me $8 an hour. Until I said, I have to do something, I have to change my life. So I don't want nobody to think that this is just something that's made for only a few people in the world. Yes, it's the top 1%, but remember, 99% of people either don't know or not trying to actually become an active millionaire. So remember, 1,700, and you can be one any day of the week. Nobody is coming to save you. Nobody came to save me.
Well, I always knew that I would be successful. It was never a question of whether or not I would be successful. It was just a matter of time. And you're born with the feeling that you're special. I know that sounds, and this isn't bold or anything.
Yeah,
I mean, you really have a feeling that you are here for something. And some people don't have that feeling. And when you have that feeling, you know. And it's a matter of just pacing yourself and learning as much as you can learn until the time comes when you're out there. And
right. Your dreams have to be bigger than all your fears. See, that's why you have to have big dreams. Because your dreams have to be bigger than all your fears and all your consequences. What makes people go back is you dream too small. See, your problem in life ain't if you aim too high and you miss it. Your problem in life is if you aim too low and you hit it. That's, you messed up now. So when you aim to the moon and you miss, you still amongst the stars. So it kind of keeps you motivated a lot longer, man, to help you push through, because everybody's going to have a push through moment.
When I had nothing, I already knew I was driving like Ferraris and Porsches and stuff, because I always wanted those cars. I mean, I used to work in a video store, and I used to carry an auto trader with me to read on my breaks, and I used to look at Porsches that were for sale.
Yeah.
And people always used to ask me, what are you doing with that auto trader magazine? I'm like, well, I'm just picking out the Porsche that I'm going to buy.
Which probably got you a lot of crap.
I did. People made fun of me, and that actually happened. And the great thing was, when I pulled up in this car, it was a Porsche 911, what I always dreamed of having. And when I finally got it and I pulled up at the store, you know, I had all these people, some people that were still working at this $7 an hour job were there years after I left. And I'll never forget this, even the boss and stuff. And the reaction of the people was like, wow, that is awesome. Yeah. Is that your dad's car? And all I said to them was, not exactly. And I just smiled and just left.
Frank Sinatra said one time, the best revenge is massive success.
I would rather work 80 hours a week to make $50,000 and work for myself than have a $7,500,000 job working for somebody else.
You see, a lot of people believe that you got to be really smart to earn a lot of money. You don't have to be really smart to earn a lot of money at all. People think you earn money going to work. That's absurd. It's paper. This is not money. This represents money. This is an instrument that represents money. Money is an idea. It's an idea. It's a medium of exchange that we trade for other people's products or services. And if we want more money, we can earn it. It is not that hard. The earning of money is, it's governed by an absolute law. Think, this whole universe operates by law. Winter never follows winter. If I drop this, it's going to go down. It cannot go up. That's an absolute law. Your perception of this and how to get this, how to earn this, and earn it in abundance, has to change if you really want to earn more money. Perception.
It has been proven now scientifically that an affirmative thought is hundreds of times more powerful than a negative thought.
Maybe it can, if you are willing to guide it, to nurture it, to believe in it.
But how? How? I need your help, Master.
No, you just need to believe.
Life is going to work out perfectly for you. All the right things are going to happen to you in your life. All the right people are going to enter your life, and all the wrong people are going to leave.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your life. You're going to have a beautiful home in your life. You're going to have a great career throughout your life. You're going to waken up every day of your life next to the love of your life. You're going to have leisurely Sundays and terrific holidays. You're going to travel and see the world. You're going to meet incredible people in your life who can help and who you will help in ways that you could never have believed possible. You're going to be recognized as a hugely successful person and appreciated for this ability you have to help others. Please don't worry. Your life is going to work out perfectly. Now, I suggest that you read this to yourself every morning and last thing at night over the next 6 months, and the change that will happen to you will be unbelievable.
If you just happen to see this video, then you are going to be a millionaire. Say these affirmations for 7 days and watch how much money comes your way. My mind is worth millions. I don't work for money. Money works for me. I am always at the right place at the right time. My name is spoken of amongst the most successful people. Every penny I spend is returned to me tenfold, and I get paid to exist.
Affirmations work. I have an affirmation that I've used for a long time. All is well. Everything is working out for my highest good. And out of this experience, only good will come. And I am safe. All is well. Everything is working out for my highest good. Out of this situation, only good will come. And I am safe.
If you're not setting a big goal, so big and so unrealistic that people
laugh at you. You need to go back to sleep and get a bigger dream and wake up with some passion in your life and start chasing it. Now is the time to step up. Quit living this safe, comfortable, boring, average life. Do something that scares you. Do something that's going to make you alive.
If I can do that for 3 more days, I'll be very happy. And a victory would be awfully nice too.
A victory? To me, that comes off as a little cocky or brash.
Well, I...
When you come out here, you know what I'm saying. Pro tournament, you say, you know, I can win.
Oh, I understand that. I've always figured that why go to a tournament if you're not going there to try and win? That's the attitude I've had my entire life, and that's the attitude I will always have. As I will explain to my dad, second sucks, and third's even worse. That's just a feeling.
But on tour, that's not too bad sometimes, though.
That's not too bad, but I want to win. That's just my nature.
You'll learn. You'll learn.
You know, I have learned something. I think you're better than I thought you'd be.
Thanks.
Are you better than you thought you'd be?
This early, yes.
Realize true freedom is not caring what others think or say about you, because the more you worry about others' opinions, the more you become their prisoner.
When you speak of your poverty and lack of education, Mr. Carnegie explained, you are simply directing your mind power to attract these undesirable circumstances. Because it is true that whatever your mind feeds upon, your mind attracts to you. All success begins with definiteness of purpose, with a clear picture in your mind of precisely what you want from life. Write down a clear description of your major desire in life, the one circumstance or position or thing which you will be willing to accept as your idea of success. And remember before you begin writing that your only limitations are those which you set up in your own mind or permit others to set up for you. And two, on page 2 of your notebook, write down a clear statement of precisely what you intend to give in return for that which you desire from life. And then start in right where you stand now to begin giving. And three, memorize both of your statements, what you desire and what you intend to give in return for it. And repeat them at least a dozen times daily. And always end your statements with this expression of gratitude for the blessings with which you were gifted at birth. I ask not, O divine providence, for more riches, but more wisdom with which to accept and use wisely the riches I received at birth in the form of the power to control and direct my mind to whatever ends I desire.
One of the most powerful affirmations you can do is to look in the mirror every time you see yourself in the mirror and say, I love you. I really, really love you.
It's a scary place to be when everyone around you is telling you how good you're doing, and then when you are alone by yourself at night, you look in the mirror and you don't feel like you're doing anything.
You only live once. You best go for it. What is there to lose? At the end of the day, we all die anyway. So might as well go down trying.
You ever notice when you take a wrong turn on Google Maps, it doesn't scream at you? It doesn't say, you idiot, you failed. It just says, recalculating, and gives you another route. That's business. That's life. You mess up? Cool. Reroute. Maybe that wrong turn saves you from a worse crash. Maybe that detour taught you what the straight path never could. Maybe that scenic route was the exact view you needed to keep going. So stop yelling at yourself like you're lost forever. You're not behind. You're just recalculating. And guess what? You're still going to get there.
The more you commit yourself to becoming the best person you can be, the more you like yourself and respect yourself, the more energy you have, the bigger goals you set for yourself, the more you persist.
Now, if I could tell you one thing that would make you more money than anything else in the world, it is this. It is that the faster you are, the more money you will make. That your bank account is actually a reflection of how fast you move. I was sitting with one of my mentors, Bill Perkins. I asked him, Bill, you know, you're worth a lot of money. You've made hundreds of millions of dollars. You've given away tens of millions of dollars to charity. Why do you think you've been so successful? And he kind of looked at me and he thought for a second and he said, I move really fast. By the time somebody else has thought about an idea, taken it to investment committee, I've already Started, made three mistakes, and found a better way.
Speed always wins. Before you think, okay, I've heard this a million times, I don't think enough people understand the importance of speed. What is speed? Speed is getting as many things possible done every single day that get you towards your goal.
If you can't sit still and ignore your notifications and focus on one task for 8 hours straight, never expect to build something great. The biggest risk to your future, my future, anyone's future, isn't our competition. It's the distractions that we insist on keeping in our lives rather than doing the things that we know we should be doing more.
You want to make more money? Perfect. Clock in. If you want to become more financially literate, you're going to have to pick up the books and get educated. If you want a better physique, you're going to have to eat healthier food and you're going to have to exercise. Not focused on the future, but focused on what you can do today. And by natural law, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
And I'm going to be very, very hard on this one. Only risk takers win. By definition, if you are the same as everybody else, if you're not taking a risk over and above what everybody else is taking, by definition, you can't win. If you're doing exactly what everybody else is doing, how can you possibly win? You have to be different to win. You have to take risks.
You have to be crazy enough to think that it's possible. That's how you beat the fucking odds. That's how you create something worth living or dying for. When you truly believe, everything else will figure itself out.
You know, I got a special talent.
Yes, you do. And it takes talent to make money, but it takes brains to keep it, Mile.
You want to become a billionaire, then you have to think like a billionaire. Billionaires do not think about pennies and cents and dollars. They think big, and they think of ways of getting there. It's a mindset.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was raised to believe if you don't go to school, you can't get a good job. I hadn't gone to school. I didn't have a good job. I owned the whole company. So then I started to think, I wonder how many things I believe are not true. Most people that are teaching don't know what they're teaching. 80% of the people that teach have never done what they're teaching. That's the purpose of life, overcome ignorance, develop awareness. The only way to overcome ignorance is through knowledge. And the only way to get the knowledge is to study. Most people, they finish school, close the book, say, that's over. I'm never going to open another book as long as I live. They're screwed. It's all over. Smart's got nothing to do with it. They have shifted their paradigm. They've knocked the wall down. And they built an image, and they followed the rules. They just didn't know what they were doing. I didn't know what I was doing. I was earning over $1 million a year. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. What I was doing, I was reading this every day. I was listening to the recordings every day. I was reprogramming my subconscious mind.
To live the good way, you have to live the hard way for a while, right? I get to say I'm blessed to buy my childhood home. I have a farm in New York. I have the house of my dreams. I fly on a private plane. I'm 56 years old. I've been hustling every day of my life since I was 14. Time and hustle and failure and getting kicked in the teeth and what you do in the invisible when you think you're going to lose it. I don't think I can make this. I don't know if this one's going to work out. I over-leveraged myself. What if it doesn't happen? I put all my money in this thing. It's like you need all of that to season a man or a woman that can actually handle that level of success. You have to pay your success tax. It's as simple as that. There's no fast path.
This guy stopped me at a stoplight. He was like, hey, Goggins, why am I not getting better? I'm a big-time goal setter. I run half Ironmans. I run half marathons.
I go for that new promotion at work. Why am I not getting better? I asked him a question. Do you have fear of not reaching those goals? He said no. But that's the problem. You're setting goals you know you can reach. And when you do that, that fear, that insecurity, that doubt, that's where you grow. He's not getting that. You must always set goals that you think you cannot achieve. And in there you get better.
If you're afraid, don't do it. If you're doing it, don't be afraid.
If you give yourself 30 days to clean your house, it will take you 30 days. But if you give yourself 3 hours, it will take 3 hours. This means that work expands to fill the time available. So ask yourself a really hard question. Should this thing take 3 hours, or am I just allowing it to? Every minute that you save is another dollar in your pocket.
This is a problem. If you don't even know what you want, if you cannot write down right now on a piece of paper, this is what I want. If you can't list them, this is what I want, then you can't have it, because your mind will get for you what you want, but you have to feed it a vision of what you're looking for.
It's not okay to work your life away, but it is okay to work your 20s and your 30s away.
You should push yourself beyond your limits of tolerance in your 20s to find out where it is.
You have the capacity to bounce back from it. You can take bigger risks and move back in with your parents if you need to.
How much can you work? How disciplined can you become? Like, can you work 12 hours a day? Can you work 8 hours a day? Can you work 3 hours a day? Like, flat out. Where's your limit?
A wise person once said, great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. See, great minds can see into the future. Average minds can't see beyond the present. And small minds stay stuck in the past. What idea did you discuss today?
Do you have any experience?
No, sir, I have no experience, but I'm a big fan of money. I like it. I use it. I have a little. I keep it in a jar on top of my refrigerator. I'd like to put more in that jar. That's where you come in.
I say be happy with what you got.
You'll be happy. Me, I want what's coming to me.
Oh, well, what's coming to you, Tom?
The world, Chico. And everything in it.
The rich trust their vision and doubt their fear. The poor doubt their vision and trust their fear.
Look around this room right now and notice everything you can see that's brown. Okay? Everything you can find, some test. Look all around both sides of you. Anything you see that's brown. People at home, look at that in your own room. What you see is brown. Okay, close your eyes.
Okay.
Tell me everything you just saw that was red. Now, obviously, you saw a lot more brown, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're looking for it. Open your eyes. Now look for red. Look for red anywhere you can find red. Any place you can find red.
Okay.
Did you find more red this time? Mm-hmm. How come?
Because I was looking for red.
That's right. Once you develop a belief, you find what supports it. So watch this. You will find stuff that's not even there in order to be successful. I bet you saw some beige called it brown just to feel successful, did you?
Right over there.
I bet you saw some things burgundy and called them red just so you could feel successful. If you think you're screwed up, you're messed up, you're going to find and you're going to color yourself that way. If you think someone else is a jerk, whatever you believe is self-evident. You reinforce what you believe. You found what you were looking for.
Now, fear is going to be a player in your life, but you get to decide how much. You could spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here and the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear.
One of the core secrets of success is this. The conscious mind can only hold one thought at a time, positive or negative.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you want to get rid of a negative thought, the mind is not like a vacuum. It doesn't stay empty. If you want to get rid of a negative thought, you have to knock it out, if you like, with a positive thought. Replace anything that's holding you back, any fear of failure, lack, poverty, rejection, loss, or anything else. The key to your success in life is to use the power of your subconscious mind to program it with thoughts, words, pictures, ideas, and feelings consistent with high performance, and keep your mind on what you desire and off of what you fear. And remember, the only thing in the world you can control is your thinking. The only thing in the world you can control are your conscious thoughts. And if you will do that, everything else will become possible for you.
Why has it always come to money?
Why not? I mean, everything you got don't cost money. Everything you do costs money.
When you don't have money, you don't realize. Like, think about right now, if someone grabbed your throat and squeezed it, what would you think about? The only thing in the world is oxygen.
Yeah.
Right? How do I get more
air? Getting free.
Right? But you're not thinking about it right now because it's abundant. It's not on your mind. But what you don't realize is when money is lacking in your life, it focuses all the time. I would do that for my kids, but I can't. I'd love to take that vacation, but I can't. I'd love to do my own thing. I'm sick of this unfulfilled job, but I can't. I'd love to be at every baseball game, but I can't. It all boils down to money. I don't care what anybody says. You have the money. You're in control of your decisions. You're in control of your calendar. So I didn't realize I spent so much of my life with the throat being choked, but it was money. And I watched, that's how my parents lived. I can't go to the baseball game. I can't put the window in the back of the car. We got to get evicted from this trailer because we don't have what? We don't have money. Right? I'd love to say that we live in this perfect world, that you don't need money to make have choices in your life, but in most cases, you don't.
If you want to do anything great, it has to become your one true priority. It has to become your number one overwhelming desire, because nobody accidentally got rich. Nobody accidentally built a great physique. Instead, they were obsessed with it for multiple years until they no longer had to think about it. It just became their baseline. It's who they were at that point. Just think about it. If you want to get rich, do you really think that you're going to achieve that without having your life revolve around it until you achieve it? That's why most people don't achieve anything great.
So every night when you go to bed, there's a period just after you close your eyes and you're essentially disconnected for a moment, your brain is operating in theta. Well, theta is hypnosis. So I said, what can you do? And this is the old story. You've heard people do it. You put a pair of earphones on at night. You play a program that you want to be true in your life. And while you're awake, you might hear the program, but it's the moment you fall asleep, the conscious mind shut off, but the subconscious mind is now in record theta. So whatever is coming through the earphones at that moment after you fall asleep, you don't hear it, but the subconscious mind is hearing it and downloading it in a state of theta.
People that are super successful are often called visionaries, and a reason is they close their eyes and they see the future. You create your future by envisioning it. By visualizing your goal is already completed, by seeing it nothing but net every time, the body starts to respond and adjust itself to create the result. When you visualize what it is you want, it opens up your perceptual filter to let in more information. You are filtering out resources and solutions to your problems all day long. And the only reason you're filtering them out is because you've not had an image in your head that you are going to solve those problems and get those results. Once you do that, it programs this part of your brain called the reticular activating system to open up and let in more resources, to let you see. You'll only see enough to match your vision. If you think you're a $100,000 a year person, you're going to see just enough to make you $100,000 a year. If you think you're a $300,000 a year person, you're going to see just enough to do that. Your perception is controlled by your beliefs and your goals, okay?
You know why they don't support you. They saw you start from nothing, and now you're making moves they only talk about. But here's the truth. You're not building to impress them. You're building because something in you refuses to settle. And when the real ones show up, the ones who see your value without needing proof, that's your audience. That's your tribe. So stop begging for support from the crowd you were never meant to perform for.